this looks like very good news for filmmakers and moviegoers and of course for companies like Cineplex.
Absolutely. You know, when you think that almost half of Canadians have been to a movie theater in the past month to watch a movie, that's pretty significant.
If it's the right kind of film and based on what they like with the trailer or the storyline, they will go.
Absolutely. You know, and trailers are really an important factor in terms of identifying movies for moviegoers. It's actually one of the most three important facts we found out from the survey. So first and foremost is the storyline at 30%. Trailers are at 25%. And then obviously what the partner wants to do that night is certainly a contributing factor as well.
60% of people said they'd been to a movie on a first date. I thought that number was pretty high.
Although, oh,
really? When you think about it, I mean, it doesn't seem that shocking, but I guess my initial reaction to it was that it seemed high, but I guess maybe not.
No, you know what? We're really the go-to place for dates, and I think with people getting married more than once, we're getting them young, we're getting them midway through their lifespan, and then later on as well, so it's probably adding to the fact.
It seems that based on those numbers that the younger generations are going to the movies for the first time at a much younger age. Any idea why you think that is?
You know what? There's just such great movie product that comes out, you know, especially on the animated feature films, and I think that adults who really enjoyed going to the movies as a kid are bringing their kids younger to the movies to experience it. I certainly know that's an example within my own family. And also the content of a lot of those animated films, if you think about, you know, Shrek, you know, it appeals to the really young kids, it appeals to young adults, and it appeals to older, because there's sort of a storyline for each of us in those movies. So, it doesn't make taking a young child to the movie, a difficult situation. It makes it a really fun situation.
So just to finish up the pet peeves, I thought that was interesting. And I think anyone who's even gone to the movies just a few times in their life would agree with the number one, which is people talking during the film.
Right,
and
absolutely.
And I'm sure there's variations on that, whether it's, you know, oh, I've seen this one, or I don't like this part, or whatever, but it's not a shock to me that that would be the number one thing that people don't like.
Right, and you know what, I mean, from our perspective, we love the fact that people are coming to the movie, because it is such a social experience, and you do want to share it with, you know, whoever's with you, but whisper. You know, just whisper. Just don't use your regular voice. Just whisper if you need to share something. Or, even better still, wait till after the movie and, head into one of our coffee shops or our lounges to be able to talk about it in more detail after.
So, it's good news. The survey is good news, and it comes at a great time with 100 years of movie memories, too.
Absolutely. Cineplex is celebrating 100 years of movie memories this year, which is just amazing. And, you know, I think movies have really become a part of our lives, and I think we all can go back and think about the very first movie that we ever saw. And for me, it was Bambi at a drive-in in Winnipeg. And I have such great memories of that experience. And, you know, movies were a part of my life growing up. And then now I'm in the business, and it's a fun business to be in.